Good morning, friends. This is Joel Martin with you for the Everlasting Word. Now, today we're going to be in the book of Galatians, chapter 6. And the message today is you reap what you sow. Now, we've heard this scripture repeatedly throughout our life, be it our Sunday school teacher, be it our pastor. We've probably heard our mom and dad say this sentence at home before. But the question is, do we really understand the concept that's being taught? And do we really put the concept into practice in our life? For as we begin in Galatians 6, verse 7, this is Paul writing to the Galatians. It says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Now, if we look at the very first phrase of verse 7, be not deceived. Who is the father of deception? The father of deception is Satan. We all know that. But do we really understand how he tries to get us deceived and try to get us further and further and further away from God? For see, this works two ways. He's going to deceive the lost person into thinking that God is not going to judge them for the sinful way they live. He's going to deceive them into getting them to think that they can live any way they please, do anything they want, and think that there's no consequences for their lifestyle, and that there's no hell, there's no punishment, there's no judgment. And lost friend, if you're out there, if you're thinking that, Satan has deceived you, he has in effect brainwashed you to think that there's no judgment, there's no punishment, there's no consequences for your sin. But friend, I have to say that it is appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. There will come a judgment day for the way you've lived your life. And friends, you cannot let Satan deceive you that the one true living God in heaven will not judge you for your lifestyle. Yes, he will. So friend, that's one side of deception. The other side of deception is he deceives us Christians. He deceives the very elect in thinking that, oh, well, and a lot of times we want to decide what we want to expose ourselves to. And you might say, well, Joel, what are you saying? Okay, when you get in your car and you turn on the radio, what kind of music are you listening to? When you turn on your TV, what are you watching? If we're listening to music that is not of the spirit, it is of the flesh, and we are sowing to the flesh. If we are watching TV programs that is glorifying premarital sex and murder and the so-called alternative lifestyles, which is the gay lifestyle, if we're watching these things thinking that they're not affecting us, we are deceived, and we are sowing to the flesh, and we are not sowing to the spirit. So Paul writes, be not deceived. God is not mocked. And I touched on this phrase, God is not mocked, a little bit in the opening, that there is a judgment day for coming for how we live our life, and we will suffer the consequences. For it goes on, it says, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Well, now we understand, those of us that grew up on farms, our grandparents had gardens, our parents had gardens, that if we sow corn, we're going to reap corn. If we sow green beans, we're going to reap green beans. We understand that. Whatever seed we drop in the ground, we understand that. But friends, if we're living a certain lifestyle and we're sowing to the flesh and we're not sowing to the spirit, it's as if we're dropping those corrupted seeds in the ground, and it's just a matter of time that we don't know when, but those seeds are going to bear fruit and we're going to reap corruption. It's just a basic truth of nature, and it applies in our spiritual lives. There is a judgment day day coming. And God is not mocked. But friend, we serve a God that is long-suffering. And it is not His will that anyone should perish, but that all come to repentance. That is His heart. Lost friend, if you're out there, it is God's heart that He sees that you realize your sinful condition and you see your need for God, and He is just waiting for you to bow on bended knee and in a humble heart and a broken heart and a contrite spirit, confess the fact that you're a sinner and that you ask God to save your soul. He is just waiting for you to do that. But friends, you must first make that move of faith to Him and turn to Him, repent of your sins and return and turn to Him, and He will. The word says that whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But Christian friend, this also applies to us, as I've touched on. We have to think about it. We cannot decide what we want to expose ourselves to, because we think that whatever music we listen to in the car or in the home or whatever, oh, I'm just listening to the music, I'm not listening to the words. That's exactly, my friend, what Satan wants you to think, because he is very subtly sowing those seeds of corruption in your heart and in your mind. And when we sit down and we watch TV shows that are glorifying things of this world, like I said earlier, premarital sex and the alternative lifestyles, the gay lifestyles, and all these things, and we think that it's not going to affect us, it's not going to affect our spirit, and these things, we are deceived. But because it is, it is affecting our spirit, it is affecting our mind, it is affecting our relationship with God. And friends, we have to understand that if it is not of the spirit, it is of the flesh. There is no gray area. But the lost person, if you're out there and you're listening to this, and you're thinking, and you've been deceived by Satan in your mind, thinking that there's not going to be any consequences for the way you're living your life and so forth. Friend, you're living a defiant life. You're defying God. You're defying His concepts. You're defying His statutes. And you're defying it. But there will come a day that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that He is Lord. And friend, if you wait till that time, if you wait till that time, it will be too late. And he will get the confession out of you, but it will be beyond that time of grace which He extended to you, and hell and the lake of fire will be your final eternity, and in no ways can you escape. But friends, you don't be deceived. But Christian friend, we're deceived in a way of thinking that somehow we're pretty good. Satan gets us to thinking that somehow we're pretty good. But see, Jeremiah 17:9 reads, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" I don't know your heart. You don't know my heart, but guess who knows both of our hearts? God knows our heart. God knows us better than we know ourselves, because He created us. He knows our heart. And if we'll really stop and take a step back and take a good survey of ourselves, we will see that we in our flesh are rotten to the core. We truly are. The only, Christian friend, the only good thing about you is the blood that Jesus Christ applied to your heart the day He saved your soul. For in our own righteousness is only our best that we can do is only as filthy rags before a holy and a righteous God. But see, Satan deceives us that we're thinking, oh, we're pretty good. And what happens when we think that we're pretty good is we won't depend wholly and completely on God like we should and like we need to. For friends, we have to go through an incredible breaking process to realize and understand and accept the fact that we truly are rotten to the core, and we need God's grace, we need God's mercy every single minute of every single day. We must use His word as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. That is our strength. That is our shield. That is our mercy. That is everything to us. And friends, we have no strength within ourselves. All our strength comes from the Lord. But another very familiar verse to those of us that have been deceived in one way or another. For 1 Peter 5:8 reads, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." Now, what does it mean to be sober and to be vigilant? To be sober means to be alert. It means to be alert. If you played any football, you men out there, if you played any football in your life, you were told to have your head on the swivel. In other words, your peripheral vision needs to be seeing everything, everywhere, or else somebody is going to clock you. So, and that's the same concept with Satan, that if we are not alert, truly alert, deception is going to creep in. We are going to be led astray. We are going to drift away from God. But then what does it mean? Be vigilant. Be vigilant. That means crucify this old flesh. And we need to dive into God's word as deeply as we know how. Venture out into the deep. Search His word. Pray effectively. Pray with all our might, with all our heart, and seek God. For God promises us that if we seek Him, we shall find Him. If we seek Him with all our heart. And a lot of times we have to ask ourselves, why can't we find God? And then we need to really look in the mirror and ask ourselves, are we truly seeking Him with all our heart? That's a painful question. That's a question that Joel Martin's had to answer himself. That's a question that I have had to examine myself on. And I have to learn to seek God with all my heart. But friends, just as sure as we think that we can handle things on our own, that we have strength within ourselves, Satan, as that roaring lion, is going to leap up and he is going to get us in his jaws. And the only thing that can deliver us from that roaring lion is the same God that delivered David from the lion, the bear, and the uncircumcised Philistine. That's how sober and vigilant that we need to be. We cannot take things for granted. We cannot take God's concepts for granted. We must surrender to them and realize what we are and realize what God is and really truly appreciate His grace and His mercy that He extends to us. And we must learn to take full advantage of that grace and that mercy and put no trust whatsoever in the flesh or in ourselves. Put all our trust in God and trust in Him and lean on Him that He will deliver us through any circumstance that we may find ourselves in. But friends, be not deceived, because we will reap what we sow. But as I look, my time's up today. I hope this message has been a help to you. Until next week, this is Joel Martin.